Tension rips through Deutsche Bank's global offices as staff show up to work and are sent home amid widespread job cuts. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig, in for Anu Anand. Good morning. Germany's biggest lender detailed plans today to cut 18,000 jobs as part of a radical reorganization. It hasn't specified where the jobs will be lost, but the bank said it will exit activities related to its stock trading business, much of which is done in London and New York. Some staff reportedly arrived at work only to be told to pack up their belongings before their building passes stopped working. Deutsche Bank said the restructuring will cost $8.3 billion over the next 3 years. The bank's boss, Christian Zuing, said it's the most fundamental transformation of Deutsche Bank in decades.
We will exit loss-making business and expand our higher return and growth business. This leads to our second priority. We will restructure the bank, in particular our infrastructure functions, to reduce our costs further. This includes a significant reduction of our workforce, which is painful but unavoidable to ensure Deutsche Bank's long-term success. Third, to implement this, we need a new leadership team and a leadership culture. And finally, we are going to be much more disciplined in the way we allocate our capital and free up resources. We are creating a bank that competes to win. If we can't compete with the best, we won't be in the game.
Deutsche Bank boss Christian Zuing there. Let's do the numbers. Shares of Deutsche Bank rose as much as 4% as the firm's restructuring begins today. Meanwhile, shares of British Airways parent International Airlines Group are down 1% after UK authorities issued a $230 million fine for a security systems breach last year. The record penalty is the first under the new European data protection rules and represents 1.5% of British Airways' global turnover. The company has said it will appeal the decision. Greece's new prime minister, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, will be sworn in today after a landslide victory in a snap general election last night, though the country exited a bailout program that helped it regain economic footing after the eurozone debt crisis. Voters have been scarred by a decade of austerity. The BBC's Kevin Conley reports from Athens.
When the victorious new democracy leader, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, appeared, it was to reassure his voters that he's ready to start work now.
I'm very, very grateful for the result. We won an outright majority, which was our main target. We almost reached 40%, which is an incredible number given the context of a fragmented political landscape. And I feel that I have a strong mandate to deliver on my agenda, which is an agenda to grow the economy, to create more jobs, but also to make sure that the Greek people feel safe again.
These young new democracy supporters have no doubt that Greece is about to find itself under more competent economic management.
I personally am very pleased because the past years in Greece were really difficult for us. I believe that it is the beginning of a new era, a better one, and that the years that are coming are going to be very nice and pleasing.
It's very tough for young people to get jobs in Greece. Do you think that Mr. Mitsotakis can make a difference to that?
Yes, we think so, and we're waiting for a better result for Greece.
Mr. Mitsotakis has already said that the Greek Parliament will be working over the summer and that his party is ready to lead. That's meant to convey a sense of energy and urgency, of course, but it also conveys a sense of the scale of the task ahead. In Athens, I'm the BBC's Kevin Connolly for Marketplace.
To Turkey now, where the main stock index has fallen as much as 1.5% as the country's currency, the lira, trades nearly 2% lower against the dollar. That's as investors digest President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's surprise ouster of the country's central bank governor over the weekend. The president believes high interest rates cause high inflation, and the move is seen as a chance to push for sharp rate cuts at the bank's next policy meeting in 2 weeks. İbrahim Turan, who served as deputy governor of the central bank during the financial crisis, says this decision is a bad sign for central bank independence.
When you remove the central bank governor before his term expires, it means that there is no guarantee for the new appointee to be able to, function independently. Because if you do something that is in contradiction with the government policies, you can be removed as well. So I think this will be a very bad message for the rest of the economy and the, of course, international investment community, because at the end of the day, when you invest in Turkish lira assets, what you look as a foreign investor, a global investor, is to make sure that Turkish lira will keep its value vis-a-vis your domestic currencies. So if central bank will not focus on the price stability, then of course it will be very hard for a global investor to invest in Turkish lira assets, because it's an unpredictable and uncertain environment.
Now, on the monetary policy side, we had been expecting a rate cut from Turkey's central bank later this month, thanks to slightly lower inflation levels that we saw last week. Are we likely then now to see an overreaction, a bigger rate cut than we had been expecting?
The market reaction today remained somehow moderate. The reason for that is exactly what you said. Markets are already priced rate cut in next monetary policy committee meeting, but investors are giving the benefit of doubt to the new central bank governor. If we see, you know, more aggressive rate cut, then I think there is a significant risk for Turkish lira to depreciate abruptly.
Ibrahim Turin there. Finally, in Japan, people are now renting cars to go nowhere. One ride-sharing company said many of its users are using vehicles to take naps, do some work, or store personal belongings, whatever floats your boat. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.